Good morning. I greet all of you in Jesus' name. So this is the first Sunday of a new Sunday school year, and I've been known to say that new things are a part of our life, and we should embrace them and enjoy them. Bringing a morning meditation is definitely a new thing for me, so I may have to have a little time to get to the enjoyment part of that. When I thought of new things, one of the things that I was curious about is how many of you in this service this morning were here at the first service here at this church house? Could I get all of you to stand just so we can recognize you? Because that was definitely a new thing. There's quite a few of you here. Very good. Thank you very much. That was strictly for curiosity's sake. So. One of the goals I have for this new year is that we look forward to Sunday school and that we learn to know each other better and learn to appreciate each other's ideas and that we can understand God's will for our lives better. And the song that we just sang, number 22, I didn't know that song, but the first line says, Thy presence, gracious God, afford, prepare us to receive Thy word. Now let Thy voice engage our ear, and faith be mixed with what we hear. So I thought that went well with what my goals are for this year. And now for new teachers, I look for teaching tips is what I came up with for part of my meditation. And I found this list put together by Terry Hike. It's 101 teaching tips. I only have 11, so don't worry. So I'm going to read those now. Number one, students will remember little of what you taught, but will never forget the way you make them feel. Number two, you're never as good as you think you are. You're never as bad as you think you are either. Number three, know your own biases. Number four, learn how to compliment without sounding patronizing. Number five, perception is our reality. Number six, be vulnerable. Number seven, teach in the moment. Don't constantly teach for some nebulous future event. Live and learn in the now. Number eight, become a master at asking questions. Number nine, reach your students emotionally before you do intellectually. Number ten, if students aren't responding, do something different. And number 11, be humble and gracious. And now for the ones of us that are in classes, I have Proverbs 9, verses 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And then, for all of us together, we've met here to worship God and bring glory to His name. So I've chosen to read Psalm 66, the first 10 verses here. Psalm 66, verse 1. This is from the NIV. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done. How awesome His works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Selah. Praise our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. So that is my thoughts and my my meditation for this morning. So that's all I have, and at this time we can kneel for prayer. God, we're thankful that we can gather here freely, and we pray that our gathering brings honor and glory to your name. And I pray that your spirit would be with each teacher and class as we study your word. And as we study that we draw closer to you and to each other. Just give each one of us strength to walk this road of life faithfully. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.